You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us today. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds, a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson. Please join us Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. in our worship service. You are always welcome and invited to come and fellowship with Victory. Today, I'm your host, Andre Jordan, and we're looking into the Word of God in the book of John, chapter 4. Just one moment, let's pray and invite the Spirit of God and His presence into this teaching. Father, we thank you so much for a new day. We bless your name and we hallow it. We ask today, Father, that the Word of God would speak and minister to our hearts, that we'd have ears to hear and receive, and a heart to obey your will and your direction for our lives. Bless those that are listening and tuning in. May your perfect will be done and accomplished in our lives. We pray and we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. So welcome again to all of our listeners. We appreciate you. We appreciate this radio station, WWBC 100.7 FM. We thank God for all of you that tune in faithfully Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Let's look at the Word of God. Beginning John chapter 4. We'll start with verse 34. And the word of the Lord reads, Jesus said unto them, My meat, my nourishment, my sustenance is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Verse 35, say not, don't say, there are yet 4 months, and then it's time to harvest. Behold, look, I say unto you, lift up your eyes. Look at the fields, for they are already white to harvest. And he that reaps receives wages, and he gathers fruit into life eternal, that both he that sows and he that reaps may rejoice together. And herein is that saying, one sows, another reaps. Verse 38, I sent you to reap whereon ye bestowed no labor, other men have labored, and you are entered into their labors. So I'm going to stop there. And today we're focused on the topic, souls are waiting. Souls are waiting. I might go a step further and say, lost souls are waiting. Lost souls are waiting. Okay, you might have a question. What are they waiting for? Answer. Lost souls are waiting for you and I. That is the kingdom sound for this teaching today. Lost souls are waiting for you and I. Question. Lost souls are waiting for you and I. The new question is, what are we waiting for? That's the kingdom sound. Lost souls are waiting. First question, what are they waiting for? Second question, what are you and I waiting for? God is very concerned about souls. God is very concerned about souls, and therefore, as Christ followers, as dear children of Christ, as dear children of our Heavenly Father, we should have a heart for what He has a heart for. His concern should be our concern. Lost souls are waiting. Back to the text, back to the teaching today. Jesus said, my meat. We know what meat is in the natural. Protein, steak. Meat is weighty. It provides many nutrients. Jesus said, my meat, my substance, my nourishment. Jesus wasn't given to a big appetite in the natural. He wasn't given to gluttony. He was focused most of the times on spiritual food, spiritual nourishment. He says, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me, the Father, to finish His work. We have work to do. We have work to do. Our work is to continue the work of Christ. That is our work. Lost souls are waiting for you and I to get to work. What are we waiting for? Jesus was busy doing the work of the Father. In the natural, we understand how important work is. Many of us have jobs. Many of us work for an employer. Some of us own our own business. We understand about work, but there is a work greater than our jobs. There is a work greater than what we do for a profession, what we do for a career, what we do for a living. There is a work greater than that. There is a greater work. We are called. Let's look at the text. We are called back in John 4. We are reading verses 34 all the way through verses 38. We're called to do a work for God. We're called into the kingdom of God to do a work for God. We are called to be laborers. We're called to be laborers in the kingdom of God. Jesus says to us, one of my questions was, what are we waiting for? What are you and I waiting for? Lost souls are waiting. We answered their question. They're waiting for you and I. But the other question is, what are we? Body of Christ? Blood-bought believers? Christ followers? Disciples of Christ? What are we waiting for? Jesus said in verse 35, don't say that it takes 4 months and then the harvest. Don't say that, well, we've got to wait 4 months and then the harvest. Jesus says, behold, lift up your eyes. May I say, behold, lift up your spiritual eyes. Look and see the condition of the world today. Look and see the condition of the world today. Look and see. How do we see? TV shows you, movies show you, your neighborhood shows you, your neighbors show you, your coworkers show you, politics shows you, crime, violence shows you. Jesus said, don't say there's still 4 months and then we harvest. Don't say. Jesus is saying to us today, there is no time for delay. There is no time for delay. What are we waiting for? Jesus answers, don't delay. I'm paraphrasing. Don't say there's a time. Don't say, let's wait. Jesus said, lift up your eyes. Take a look around you. Wherever you are, whatever you do, wherever God has placed you, wherever God has planted you, take a good look around you. Lift up your eyes. Ask the Lord. Let's ask the Lord to open our spiritual eyes so we can really see the condition of the world, the day and the time that we live in. The fields are already white to harvest. This is ripe fruit. This is ready fruit. This is ready to be plucked. What? Out of the kingdom of darkness, out of the kingdom of Satan, into the marvelous light. The fields are already white to harvest. The fields, the people, the lost souls, those that are still sitting in darkness, those that still do not know Jesus, they are ready. What are they waiting for? What are they ready for? You and I. To share the good news of Jesus Christ with them. To share his love. To be his voice. To be his hands. To be his feet. To go where they are. To be sensitive to his voice, to recognize the tug of the Holy Spirit that identifies that one, him, her, today. Share me with them. To recognize the open door before us, to recognize the opportunity, to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, to sense the nudge, the unction, to sense his voice. Lost souls are waiting. They've been waiting. The scripture tells us the fields are already white to harvest. Been ready. Been ripe. Been waiting for you and I to come. Our job, our role, co-laborers. Co-laborers with God. Co-laborers with Christ. Co-laborers with the Holy Spirit of God. Co-laborers. We all, I said already, have jobs in the natural. We all have responsibilities at our jobs. We all have assignments and duties that we must carry out in the natural on our jobs. How much more spiritually do we believers, do we Christ followers, do we saints, do we disciples to carry out the responsibilities in our role as co-laborers with Christ? We have a charge and a responsibility to win souls for the kingdom, to make disciples for the kingdom. To use everything at our disposal to share Christ with a dying and a lost world. The fruit is lost souls. God wants us to bring them into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Bring them into the knowledge of an eternal life with God. God wants to use us to reconcile them back to the Father. How will we do it? Lost souls are waiting. They're waiting for you and I. So what are we waiting for? Jesus said to us, don't delay. Don't wait 4 months. Don't wait 4 years. Don't wait 4 days. Today, today, today is the day of salvation. Let's share Christ with the world, with our circle, with our family, with our friends, with our colleagues, with strangers. The Lord will lead us. The Lord will equip us. Guess what? If you know Jesus Christ, if you're saved, if you've been born again, if your life has been transformed and changed by the power of Jesus Christ, that same resurrection power that raised him up from the dead, that same resurrection power that raised you and I out of our dead place of sin and shame and degradation, that same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is at work to raise them from the dead. All God, the power is the power of God at work in us. He is the power. He has the power. All he wants from you and I is to yield our vessels to him, yield our mouth to him. All he wants from you and I is to be a yielded vessel that he can use and pour his power through us. I'm a co-laborer with Christ. I'm a co-laborer. I have a job duty, a job assignment, a job responsibility. You and I have a second job. No matter what you do as a career, no matter what you do on your 9-to-5, you and I, we have a second job. our responsibilities to be a co-laborer with Christ in the field of the world, to bring forth much fruit, people into eternal life, into the kingdom of God. You have a testimony. You have a testimony. God has done something in your life. God has transformed your life. God has healed and delivered and set you free. You have a testimony. Your testimony makes you an eyewitness to the goodness of God. Your testimony makes you an eyewitness to the miracle working power of God. Your testimony makes you an eyewitness to the goodness of God. Start with your testimony. Share your testimony. Share what He's done for you. Share how He's transformed your life. Share how He's changed your heart. Share how He's forgiven you of sin. Share how He's restored your home, your marriage, your children. Share how He saved your children. Share how He saved your spouse. Share how He healed and raised you up. Share how He touched your body. Share how He restored your mind. Share Christ today. Lost souls are waiting. What are they waiting for? They're waiting for you and I. The word tells us today, John chapter 4, verses 34 through 38. Don't delay. Do not wait. Lost souls are waiting. You and I have a responsibility to work our second job, which is really our first job, in kingdom matters. We have a kingdom assignment, a kingdom responsibility to avail ourselves to the lost souls in society. Wherever God opens doors, wherever God gives us an opportunity, we have a responsibility to share Christ, to share salvation, to give people the opportunity to present Christ and give them the opportunity to receive Him. That's the kingdom sound. God is reminding us, I know you work your day job, but don't forget your first job. And so in order to not forget our first job, we can't forget our first love. God is our first love. We've got to stay in intimate relationship with Him so that we're given to seeking His will. Jesus said in our teaching today, John chapter 4, verse 34, my meat, my nourishment is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. That should also be our meat, our nourishment. We, you and I, have been sent as well, just like Jesus. We've been sent. God is sending a reminder today. Hello, hello, body of Christ. Hello, hello, disciple. Hello, hello, man of God. Hello, hello, woman of God. Get on your post. Get to the field. Come out of the four walls. Go to the field. Go to work. Get to work. Lost souls are waiting for you. Lost souls are waiting for me. Your nieces, your nephews, your grandchildren, your children, your spouse, your colleagues, your boss, your neighbor, the person at the store. Lost souls are waiting. The harvest is already white to harvest. They are ready and waiting for you and I to speak the word of life, to allow God to use us to transform lives for His glory, to allow God to use us to as a change agent to transform lives for His glory. Let us roll up our sleeves today. Let us roll up our sleeves today and allow God to strengthen us, allow God to encourage us, allow God to make us fearless witnesses, full of courage and boldness for His name. God bless you today. Thank you for listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. We are located in Melbourne, Florida, 250 South Babcock Street. Come and be a part of Victory. Thank you for continuing to listen as God sends a word and a kingdom sound to the body of Christ to wake up and to be about the Father's business. I just thank you today for listening. I hope to see you in the field. Lost souls are waiting. What are they waiting for? They're waiting for you and I to be on our post, to be on our assignment, to fulfill our kingdom responsibility and mandate to win the world for Christ. Amen, and God bless you today.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
Well, I just want to say thank you to all of our faithful listeners for tuning in weekly to the Kingdom Sound broadcast, brought to you by Victory International Praise Ministries. I also today want to just take a moment and announce a great community happening in Brevard County, Move of God Revival Services by Minister Kevin Alexander is going on in our city August 14th through the 19th weekly, 7 p.m., August 21st through 25th nightly, 7 p.m. at Ark of the Covenant Ministries under Pastor Cecilia Steinbeck, located at 2715 North Harbor City Boulevard in the city of Melbourne, Florida. The phone number for questions, contact information, 321-610-4966. I pray that you will come and be a part.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian